Blog Talk Radio. Talk about music, entertainment, everything else is going around The NBA, the NFL draft is coming up, man. So, yes, we finally did trade Justin Fields, even though I didn't want it to happen. It happened. I kind of saw it coming anyway. Didn't want it to happen, but that's what it is. It's the business, the politics of the NFL, man. But I'm glad he did land with my second favorite team, the second team that I definitely root for, that I'm a fan for, that I've been rocking with since the 90s, 80s, the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I feel like Justin has the ability to go over there and I ain't going to say resurrect his career, bro, because he any player had their ups and downs, man, because we going to sit here and act like Peyton Manning ain't have a rough 2 years. We ain't going to sit here and act like Justin Herbert ain't have a couple of bad years over there. It's so many other quarterbacks who had bad starts to their careers that became Hall of Famers. So I'm not counting nobody out, man, because I feel like these analysts just overanalyze these athletes, and they automatically feel like after 1 or 2 years they're a bust. But look at Geno Smith, look at Baker Mayfield, guys that have bounced around in the league that are now solidified as a starter for their team for the foreseeable future. So I'm not counting out none of these guys who just come into the league. And I'm not saying this because I'm a Justin Fields fan. I'm saying this because I know the game of football, I coach the game of football, and I play the game of football at all high levels. And I understand what it takes. And the NFL's politics thing sometimes, man. And in college, too, with NIL stuff, all that stuff going on, too. Everything's a lot of politics into it, man. So it's a lot of stuff that you don't understand that goes on behind the scenes that they really sometimes the players can't control. Look at Keenan Allen. Keenan Allen been what I thought was going to retire a Charger. But due to the money issues, new coach come in, and you won't cast the – I'm not saying he's a bad player. I'm just saying it came down to a money situation with with Keenan Allen. Keenan Allen was on a money situation like, yo, I'm about my – I want to win, but I also want to get my money. So that's why we got Keenan Allen. You know what I'm saying? Because it was a money situation. It had nothing to do with him being a good or bad player, nothing like that. So that is the reason behind that. With Justin Fields, there was a lot of things going into that. It was the fact that the Bears had the number one pick for the second year in a row, and the politics of the NFL says you can't trade away that pick twice. And now I'll get you, I'll play you something different. Let's say Justin Fields has a great season. He had a good season last year. It was some ups and downs, broken, dislocated finger, all that, whatever was going on. Let's say Bears do get into the playoffs. They go 9-7 or 10-6 and miss the playoffs with a winning record, and Justin Fields lights it up. And they still got the number one overall pick. They probably would have got more value back from him because he put up great numbers and wasn't injured and all that stuff. But at the same time, I think it would have been a better market for him, with that being said. Also, the fact that Carolina did so trash, that's exactly the reason why we got the number one overall pick. Let's say Carolina goes like 8-8 or 7-9 or something like that, and it's not a number one pick. It's probably a top five, top six, top seven pick, and we got the number nine. I don't think the Bears have to draft a quarterback then. I feel like they don't have to. Why? Because you already got your quarterback. Carolina pick has turned into it's not in the top five, so you're not going to get the quarterback you want in outside of the top five or the top seven. And therefore, you can build around Justin Fields. So it was a lot that went into the reason why Justin Fields is gone. And it is what it is. So we're on to a new chapter with the Bears. Hopefully Caleb Williams comes in and does the job. Hopefully that he does what he needs to do and to support this team and help this team win and not just try to do too much. Because becoming number one overall pick, you have a big responsibility on your shoulders. You have to be the face of that team. You're the face of the franchise. So, you know. But we're going to get into the top 10 countdown. Number 10 joining my boy Ron B featuring Daniel Scott, the Vibe Live right here, OG Radio. Let's get it.
fish. Post up on the couch at the house, Netflix watching us. Mingle like a spouse.
Hey, watch your mouth.
God is watching us. Cool drinks and take out, blurt it out. Got you thinking us. Can't start to reach out, make a shout. Boy, you silly cuss. Southside my G. OGs raise me. And the lovely ladies praise me. Now it's your turn to trust me. So just close your eyes, don't you peep. Voice so soft, mesmerizing me. Touch so soft, girl, can't you speak. Ready for this grown game of hide and seek.
It's alright, it's alright, it's alright. You're okay, you're okay, you're okay. It's alright, it's alright, well alright. You're okay, you're okay. Go baby.
I be going off that passion. I be going off the attraction. Give it to me, y'all, no fraction. Give you whatever you asking. Gucci your body, your champagne and glasses. I read your body, y'all never need captions. Listen to Jodeci, you know the classics. Let's get loose. Reposado with the cranberry juice. Nice cars with a panoramic roof. Oops, you done came through tripping on them. Body banging every time, looking different on them. When they hate, baby, you ain't even tripping on them. First class on the flight, you be tripping on them. I be wishing for a woman like you. Loving the way that you walk rooms. Loving the way that you break rules. Loving to get you up in the mood. Oh, you looking like food. And my appetite got me feeling inside. Yeah, it be feeling like June. Getting so hot, I be heated off the vibes. Yeah.
It's alright, it's alright, it's alright. You're okay, you're okay, you're okay. It's alright, it's alright.
Since you left the town, it's such a drought. Ain't nobody hold it down, but I like
coming home any day now. You know I wanna, I can feel your energy, it's in me, you're mine.
Just shows I'm number one. No, I'm one of one. There'll never be a sequel. Billboards, we ain't hit a plate. It get greater later, and we hit a state. Right. Out of us three, I guarantee your girl got at least one on a resume. Yikes. We leading kings like Gentry. Niggas is pussy. Get them some fancy. Sweet sell a simpy. Please do not tempt me. Big three bars.
I'm about to hit him with the cheat code. Take a nigga shit like Debo. Big three. This shit can't be legal. Hit him with the cheat code. Nigga, this a big three. Nigga, this is G-Code, cheat code. Got me in beast mode. Nigga, this a big three. Take a nigga shit like a repo. Nigga, this a cheat code. Nigga, we the big three.
Like God, chop so big, need a tripod. Swell a nigga lips, no mice on. Sold a million pounds, I'm a Nikon. Bob Barker, don't get the price wrong. In the hood, walk around with your life on. Lights out, bitch, I just put the ice on. Play it smart, cause I did put the pipe on. Big easy, the pounds is fresh, you cap and can't even come around and set. Feel like I jumped in a lake, how I drown my neck. We up 100, you working off a pound and best. Take a nigga shit, that's Debo. I'ma shoot shots over lines, that's free throw. Keep shit a book like C-Notes. 05, I was trapping out of Regal. Bad bitch, half black Filipino. I was in a trap getting paper, bitch, Kinko. Big three ball, hard bitch, chemo. Dance knocking while I'm flushing all the diesel. Yeah, feeling real grizzly. You a little boy, probably never seen 10 G's. Uphold, leave him fly like a 60. You can catch four from the flow, bitch, win. Big three.
Like a caddy, the way that they swingin'. Now hold on my, let me get behind it. I see you got it, I see it from behind, yeah. Yeah, that thing moving left cheek, right cheek. Keep moving, woman, I'ma hit you with that show me. Now you ain't playing no games, you do that shit with ease. Looking back, bending it over, hands on your knees. Got my mind wondering what you can really do. And all that talking you doing, I hope you speak the truth. And all that talking you doing, you bout to act a fool. And all that talking you doing, your point has been proved. It ain't my fault. It ain't my fault. Ooh, it ain't my fault. It ain't my fault. It ain't my fault. Now you cutting up, popping on the handstand. That thing moving, see the print, talking through the pants. Saying wobbity wobbity, drop it to the flow. And ain't planning on stopping, I'ma need some more. Prep, fit, check, gone, put the work in. You in your zone, getting hype, they yelling, go friend. Now I gon' give yourself an applause. Sign me up for OnlyFans, I know it go hard. Fuck your ex, they can keep that nigga. Call him up, tell him you working with something bigger. Now make it clap three times in slow motion. Ain't nobody fucking with you, cause I'm on my dick fine. Ooh, it ain't my fault. It ain't my fault. It ain't my fault. You cutting up left cheek, right cheek. I rotate and put your hands on your knees. I make that thing bang. I make that thing bang. I make that thing bang. That thing bang. I see you cutting up left cheek, right cheek. I rotate and put your hands on your knees. I make that thing bang. I make that thing bang. I make that thing bang.
Hey, I know this women's aka OG Radio, OG TV, man. We still in the building, man. What we doing, man? Let's get it. Look, like I said, with the snow situation, it is what it is with the snow. As far as the Justin Fields situation, like I said, man, I just want to see Burke over there and do great with Pittsburgh Steelers. I know Russell Wilson is scouted to be the number one QB one. But hey, man, look. It's Russ, man. Look, Russ, you may not be the quarterback over there that long, but that don't mean you can't play quarterback. It just means you may be transitioning to just being a backup. You won the Super Bowl, you know, I ain't even getting an MVP, but you know, you had a good career. I ain't saying that it's over, but, you know, might be in that role. So it is what it is. Far as March Madness goes, we had an upset last night. Oakland University beat Kentucky. Yes, Oakland beat Kentucky. Now, I know a lot of y'all probably like, first of all, I already know half of y'all brackets are destroyed. We know that. We know this. We know this will affect the half of y'all brackets are destroyed because mine are pretty decent right now. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. Not even going to lie to y'all. My brackets is pretty A-OK hanging in there. I appreciate that. But, yeah, so I'm gonna go through some of the brackets and who won, who lost, and all that good stuff from yesterday. I'm just going through the bracket of who played last night. So it was two upsets. I'm sorry. Okay, Michigan State beat Mississippi State 69-51. Duquesne beat BYU 71-67. Creighton beat Akron 77-60. Iowa beat up on Long Beach State. North Carolina beat up on Wagner. Illinois took care of business against Morehead State. Oregon beat South Carolina 83-73. Dayton came back after being down 20 to beat Nevada 63-60. Texas was in a little bit of a dogfight with Colorado State and won 56-44. Oakland beat Kentucky 80-76. Iowa State beat up on South Dakota State 82-65. Gonzaga beat McNeese at 86-65. Tennessee beat St. Pete 83-49. Texas Tech lost to NC State 80-67. Drake lost to Washington State 66-61. And Samford gave Kansas a run for their money, but came up short 93-89 on a controversial block foul call. But the big story of the night was Oakland beating beating Kentucky. Jake Glotke had 10 threes. So he aired them out by himself. And, it is what it is. That's what it was. That's what happened. Because he did damage to them. And I can't be mad at them for doing what they did and how they played. And that just goes to show you, man, in this NCAA tournament, upsets are going to happen. And you just got to let them upsets happen, man. So right now, today in NCAA tournament, we have Northwestern and FAU tied up at 58 at the half. Colgate is getting beat up on by Baylor, 80-62. San Diego State is up on UAB, 31-20 in the first half. Marquette and Western Kentucky just kicked off the 25-17. And later on today, I can name off a couple games that will be played. We got Stetson and UConn. UConn's the number one seed. We have New Mexico State, 11 against the number six seed Clemson. That's always a danger for the number six seed. The 11 seeds always tend to win. We have Auburn and Yale. We have Florida and Colorado. We have Nebraska and Texas A&M. I'm leaning a little bit towards Nebraska because they got a point guard who just is amazing. We got Duke versus Vermont. I think Vermont beat them once before. I don't know, something like that. But it's a 4-13 seed. So you got Purdue against Grambling. I think Purdue going to do what they're supposed to do against Grambling. We got Alabama against Charleston. Houston against Longwood. Wisconsin versus James Madison. TCU and Utah State. And then I think the last game of the night is St. Mary's and Grand Canyon. So like I said, man, I don't know what y'all brackets look like, man. I know my bracket is still intact. And like I said, man, this NCAA time, men and women, because the women kicked off today, too. Shout out to the women. They definitely kicked off today. And, shout out to the women who kicked off their season today as well. So shout out to the women. And I think far as on the women's side of things, I feel like that it's kind of a simple race, I would think. Not a simple race, but, people got their eye on Caitlin Clark. They got their eyes on LSU. They got their eyes on South Carolina. They got their eyes on UConn, South Carolina, and I think it's one more team, USC. So they all have good people left, and they just kicked off today, so it's a lot going on. So if you are an NCAA March Madness fan, you good for the day. You can chill in the house, get you some popcorn, chill out, get you a little drink, and watch college basketball all day. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of what I would do, probably what I am going to do today. And that's what we got going on for today, y'all, as far as the sports. So, Rufa, whoever thinks you're rooting for, if you are doing, like, hanging out for March Madness, you know, going to a bar or whatever like that, be safe, drink responsible, and get home safe, you know, tonight. Wherever y'all going to indulge and watch NCAA basketball, man, just hang out and be safe. So I'm going to get into some more music. We get into Realistic Falling at the number 5 spot. Live right here.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. At the tone, please record your message.
Out of my way, you wanna play? I'm gonna skate right out the gate. Buddy might get this lane. Sheesh. I found somebody that could keep the pace. Okay, tell me what you want from me. Let me know now. Tell me what you need from me, yeah. You gotta be sure now. Supposed to be my down bottom and my yeah, yeah. But you be moving like the opposition. Tell me what you want from me, yeah. Let me know now.
Her name was Brenda, her name was Keisha, her name was Shauna, her name was Tanya. It was Tawana, it was Milana, her name was Carla, her name was Barbara. So many girls wanna be my baby, was sweating me like it's a sauna. Niggas are following me like Miss Parker, calling me daddy, but I ain't the father. Show you what you really want, I ain't the type to just put up a front. Catch me pulling up, cleaning the floor, and the engine in the back and the trunk in the front. Once a nigga lick his lips, she moving her butt. Once a nigga hit the light, she knows it's up. Move that shit, baby, I like how you do that shit. I got a fetish for bringing the freak out of women, she like how I prove that shit.
As long as I got all the hoes, I'ma keep it playing for life.
Tell me what you want from me, let me know now. Tell me what you need from me, yeah. You gotta be sure now. Supposed to be my down bottom and my yeah, yeah. Be moving like the opposition. Tell me what you want from me, yeah. Let me know now.
I bought, I eat at. The bed I made, I sleep at. Yeah, believe that. The crib I bought, I be at. The table I bought, I eat at. The bed I made, I sleep at. Yeah, believe that. Believe that. Independent woman, I can't waste time. I can't stand no weak ass man who lacking light wanna come at them mind. I like a king who after the shine, after accounts, after the vibes. And I got your side, your front and behind. Yeah, been hip to the game, no cheat code. I'm a beauty, but I'm still in beast mode. I ain't saying that you gotta wear a seatbelt. I'm just saying, just stay in your seat though. I'm a stag, no limit, no keto. Niggas waiting to shoot, they shot like free throw. Reminding me of Shaq with the heat though. Gonna buy Best Buy, reload. Cause the crib I bought, I be at. I'm only going with a piece. Face green like ski mask, pouring up sweet red when I relax. So waiting on my downfall like knee pads. Weak ass, ex calling my phone, wanna be back, that shit dead. Funeral, burial, repass, nigga, I'm good like Maggie. Look at my ass, look at my haters, they my stopping. Patting my pockets, I'm swimming in profits. It ain't no stopping, nah, nah, look, look. Crib I bought, I be at. Table I brought, I eat at. The bed I made, I sleep at. Yeah, believe that. The crib I bought, I be at. Table I brought, I eat at. The bed I made, I sleep at. Yeah, believe that.
I be off in the stool where they rap at. Go. I tell a nigga slidey and no show. Got them all on the way by the boatload. Pro with the way, put the game in the chokehold. No doze, I be up when the money come. Money and sunny, I done came a long way. Now they want something from me. If I ever went away with a band, still love me. If it never hit the fan, they gon' stand up for me. I got out on it. Still gon' dry like a store at. It's my time, I'm still in my prime. I'm still in your shine, you owe that. Can't put them on, no that. Big thrill feeling like Podest. Campaign 2024, I got more in store. Y'all know where my vote is. Cause the crib I got, I trapped out. Made a few racks on the back end. Had to go and hit rich for the tap in. Double that stack, got lit, now we back in. Got a parallel park when I back in. Backs on the wall, I don't back down. Got a foot up on the gas and a foot up on the ass. So I know it gotta hurt when they sat down.
Cause the crib I bought, I be at. Table I bought, I eat at. The bed I made, I sleep at. Yes, believe that. The crib I bought, I be at. Table I bought, I eat at. The bed I made, I sleep at. Yes, believe that.
Hey, y'all know this. Your boy, Mr. AKOG Radio. We still hanging out, man. We still doing. We do all this greatness. So, I've been getting approached with this situation that I've been seeing on Instagram, social media, all this other stuff. Like, stuff that men can't do to make men sassy or soft or sensitive, stuff like that. So, I know I did I seen some comedians do a joke, and he was like, when you cuddling in the bed with your girl, are you little spoon, are you big spoon, stuff like that. And that's a different little, you know what I'm saying, scenario or whatever else like that. Most men, they're going to admit they be on the little spoon, you know what I'm saying, where that girl, you know, holding on to them. You know, some guys like, nah, I'm cool with it, you know, whatever like that. So I seen a skit or whatever like that, and the guy was like at the grocery store shopping, and she was like, oh, you shop? Oh, you sassy, but you shop? Like, went off on this man about shopping. The man put a straw in his pop or soda, whatever y'all call it. Open the pop, put the straw in it. You know what I'm saying? And drunk the straw out of the, you know what I'm saying, the pop can, too, like all that sassy. Dude went shopping, he was called sassy. The dude was like outside getting some fresh air, just chilling. And she's like, oh, it was starting to be more funny. But my thing is, when did it become an issue for men to do everyday life things and be called sassy? Now, I'm trying to figure out, a man going grocery shopping, he may be single, he may not be single, I don't know his status, but when did a man going grocery shopping become sassy? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Because I thought that was just normal survival stuff. I thought when you got hungry, you had to go to the grocery store to get food so you can eat, instead of doing Uber Eats and going out to dinner and all this other stuff. So I'm trying to figure out, it's like, so much stuff that men do that was considered normal when I was younger. I'm an 80s baby, 90s, grew up in the 90s, 80s baby, 90s. But I'm just saying, like, so much stuff that we did was considered, like, manly stuff is now considered sassy. Like, I don't understand this. I've been trying to figure this out for the longest. It's like, it's messing up men, period. Like, we just like, what? So my question is, what is considered being a man, a masculine man, being sassy? What what are some things that you would say, oh, yeah, that's too sassy, you shouldn't do that? Now, we understand some stuff, we know that's over the line. But if you over that line and you do what you do and your sexuality, your preference, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Love is love all the way around, man. Like, I love people who love me, who support and rock with what I'm doing, no matter what your sexual preference, whatever you go by, you know, with the all the, you know, stigmatisms and like gender difference and all. I don't care about that. All I care about is that you treat me with the same respect you want to be treated with, and you have a good, kind heart, and, you know, you believe in whoever you believe in, and you ain't just, you know, just hating people for no reason. That's all I care about. But for me, everything, man, like, it's been becoming a joke on social media, but I'm just trying to figure it out. Like, when did everything a masculine man did become sassy? It's almost like, if we breathe, I feel like if a guy, breathe hard, like when you little and your mama slapped you for breathing too hard, or you fussed and smacked their lips. Nah, there's just frustration coming out. Or like if a guy, you know, I don't know, go get his feet and nails done. I don't know if that's considered sassy, because most people are like, oh, no, take care of your feet, take care of your hands, you know. Don't no woman want a man with dirty fingernails. But then I see the same, a post like down my timeline talking about the man who get their fingernails done, sassy. Man that order dessert. I'm like, we can't do nothing. So I'm just a little confused. I don't want to offend. I'm not trying to offend nobody. I'm just trying to get an understanding. I don't care. I'm cool with who I am and what I am and what I got going on in my life, because I don't care about what other people think about me. I've never cared. It's just don't run up on my people. Don't run up on my loved ones. You ain't going to see the other side of me. But I'm just trying to figure out, when did everything a man, like a man that we did as a normal everyday life, consider sassy? Now, I make jokes, and I know it's a guy on social media, Tyler, the creator, that makes jokes about the guys wearing the purses, and they don't want to admit that it's a purse, but it's a purse. That's a different thing. That's his joke. He's running with it. I be kind of making that same little joke, too, because it is a purse, even though it's not a purse, but it is a purse, but it is what it is. But I'm seriously like, though, like every time I look on social, it's like this big sassy, like everything a guy does is sassy. Like, I don't understand it. I'm just trying to figure it out, because I feel like some of the stuff is like, that's everyday life. That's what people, you know what I'm saying, go through life doing. But for men, like shopping is considered sassy, cooking is considered, how? How is what we supposed to do? Like, and I'm like, so what is a man supposed to do when he's hungry? Because a man can't just call a woman up and be like, yo, I'm hungry, fix me something to eat. Ain't no female going to pull up like that unless they go to their mama house or their grandma house. Now, I'm going to tell y'all the truth. The only time I could ever get that done when, as a child, or when my grandmothers were here, was if I was sick, if I was coming in, like when I was in college and I was coming home from college, and my grandma would ask, are you coming in? I'm like, yes. She'd be like, what you want to eat? And I would tell my grandma what I wanted to eat, and she, if she felt up to it, she would cook for me. Because, I don't know, I just think that grandmas were just the only women that loved unconditionally. I'm not saying mamas don't either, but I'm just saying, like, I understood what unconditional love was from my grandmother. Now, I'm not saying that nobody else loves men or don't love nobody different or whatever like that. I'm just saying how it was showed to me was through my grandmother. So when you talk about a guy being, I'm still on this topic of if a guy cooks or go grocery shopping, sassy, I'm still on that topic. Because I feel like there's a lot of men who cook. There's a lot of chefs in restaurants that are men who cook for five-star restaurants that y'all women love to go to. So are those guys considered sassy because they are cooking a meat, or they're the chef at a five-star restaurant and they're ordering, they're making sure all the food that's going out to the public is great? No. Because for men, the weight of my heart is my stomach. If I'm hungry and you can fix me a sandwich that's good, I am happy. Now, some other stuff that got to be added in there too, but the food thing is, that's me. 95% of the time when I want something for my birthday, it's food. So that's what I'm saying. I'm staying on this food topic because I feel like that's what I'm saying. Like, how is that considered sex for a man to cook or anything in that sort of state? So I'm just trying to figure it out. I'm just trying to figure it out because women love, I've heard that women like men who can cook. I'm not the best chef, but I can cook us a couple dishes. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the best, but I can cook a couple dishes. You know, brother, you barbecue and make sweet potato pies and make a couple other little dishes. You know what I'm saying? I can get on my ish, but that's what I do. There's some guys who are master chefs, and women love them because women love to eat too. Like, I don't understand that. People love to eat. You got to eat to live, not live to eat. So I don't know. I'm just trying to set a precedent on that because I just don't understand, because everywhere I've been looking lately, everything I've been seeing on the internet, it's like a joke that's been running, like a dude standing outside and, I don't know, sit down or whatever he's doing. It's getting out of control for me. But I don't know. If y'all want to comment on this, man, hit my line, 516-666-9826. And let me know, what are some of the things that are considered sassy that a man does that you think is sassy? Because I just want the list so I know what y'all consider sassy. Because it's getting out of hand, getting out of control. It's weird to me. You know what I'm saying? It's just a little weird. So I'm going to come back with a different topic, man. I'm going to go back into this Top 10 Countdown. Playing the number one song is my man J-Mo featuring G-Mo. It's called Home, live right here, OG Radio, number one for the third week in a row. So we finna get into it, and then we gonna, you know, let DJ AK38 do his mix, play some music, do what we gotta do. We gonna do what we want to here at OG Radio. I'm gonna got some information for y'all too, if y'all want it. Now I always have information from small business owners too, so let's get it.
Children, oh, fully furnished with inner peace, solid walls of integrity, with the ceiling of spirituality. When the bad times come, feeling all alone, I know that I can always
find my way back home.
When life makes me leave and it takes me too far, I can always
find my way back home.
Sometimes I can't see, but I know where you are. I can always
find my way back home.
Like Hansel and Gretel, I can always
find my way back home.
And I'll never let you go. Oh no, no. Stuck between a rock and a hard place, couldn't move a single muscle at all. Oh no, always feels like I'm running in and out of time, trying to wait for that call. Trying to do things my way, my way, my way. Most of the time it's a very big flop. Yes, it is. Stressed out, dying. When will this rush feeling come to a stop? 'Cause I'm steady pushing every night, every day. Trying my best to maintain with this weight. People losing their life every day. Wanna keep it off my mind, but I can't. To understand my surroundings, most of my relationship come through songs. Facts, facts.
When the bad time comes, feeling all alone,
I can always find my
way back home.
When life makes me leave and it takes me too far, I can always
find my way back home.
Sometimes I can't see, but I know where you are. I can always
find my way back home.
Like Hansel and Gretel, I can always
find my way back home.
But I never let you go. No, 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 no. Back to the place where nothing can harm me. Oh, oh, oh yeah. Back to the place where my mind is free. No matter where I am, I can always find my home inside of me. That's where I wanna be.
Find my way back home.
When life makes me leave,
oh yes,
takes me too far. I can't
find my way back home.
Sometimes I can't see you, but I know where you are.
Find my way
I can
back
find my
home.
Way.
Yes, that is the new joint. I mean, that is the number one joint for my man J-Mo with Home. Live right here, OG Radio, man. Definitely a hit. Definitely a hit, man. Definitely a hit. So, shout out to J-Mo and G-Mo for that joint. Number one joint for third week in a row, man. That's definitely what it is. Some music news. I don't know if y'all been listening to music lately. I've been on my J. Cole mode. I've been everything J. Cole for a while, outside of these talented artists that I listen to on OG Radio. But something slid underneath my desk. Something slid on my desk. Future featuring Metro Boomin and Kendrick Lamar would like that. And Kendrick's verse is not a sneak diss. It's a shot at J. Cole and Drake. He said, in one part of the verse, he said, get up with me. Fuck sneak this and first person shooter. I hope they can. Hope they came with three switches. K-Dot. That's just a snippet of it. I just want y'all to go listen to the song. Tell me what y'all think about it. Tell me what y'all think about K-Dot verse. I feel like I like it. I like the verse. I like the song. Decent, whatever like that. I ain't gonna lie fast forward to Kendrick's verse. Do what y'all want to with that. But it's healthy. I like it. I like it. He said, ain't no big three, it's just me. I like that. I like that. Ain't nothing wrong with a little healthy competition, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I know that we've been waiting on the Kendrick in the Cole mixtape. If we don't get it, oh well, I'm a dreamer. If we get it, I'm be happy. If we don't, oh well. You know what I'm saying? But for K-Dot to just come back and just start swinging. He let the whole clip out. But I'm saying it's healthy competition for that to happen. I'm not mad at it. I'm not taking no sides. I hope J. Cole say something back. I hope Drake say something back. Because why? It's nothing but healthy competition. It ain't doing nothing to nobody. It's going to make us want to go get their projects even more. Now, I do like the fact that J. Cole and Drake went on the tour. They got the first-person shooter joint. J. Cole been killing verses all year. J. Cole, one of my favorite artists, so I'm not being biased. I'm just telling you how I feel. But K-Dot, man, I rock with K-Dot. I don't care who said what first. I don't care what I just really want them to go back and forth on the floor a little bit. Just a little bit. With words, man. You know, it's competition in this rap game, man. That's what it was born off of, competition. So if you can get some guys to compete on the mic, man, yes, sir. I'm glad K-Dot came out and said that. Because everybody been talking about J. Cole. And I feel like Kendrick been sitting there like, oh. But don't forget about Compton, nigga. I like that. K-Dot, thank you, my brother. I appreciate that, man. Bring it some little competition back into the game, man. And I know it ain't personal. It's bars. We got bars. You going to say something to somebody, something slick, and it's supposed to stay on wax, man. It's bars, man. It's bars. Bars. That's what we living for. And this right there, K-Dot drop, thank you. We appreciate that. Real hip-hop people, we appreciate that. You putting these bars up, and you going after somebody, telling them, oh, y'all forgot about me? Y'all forgot about Compton? Y'all forgot about K-Dot? What's the best way to get somebody's attention to say something? I'm already in top three. So what's the best thing I can do? Maybe shoot these shots. First person shooter mode. All right, cool. Hope y'all got 3Ks. They ain't talking about 3K. It's real. But I'm just saying, I like it. I like some healthy competition. I'm not mad at it. I'm not hating on it. I enjoy it. That's what music is about. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to let my DJ AK30 play a couple joints. And then we're going to get out of here with some closing remarks, man. Y'all keep it like OG Radio Top 10 Countdown. We still rolling. Let's get it.
That's what I like. Basically, what I'm saying, I don't got no time. A lot of Going crazy when I get a pipe. Taking shots with tequila and I'm feeling nice. They be trying to come at me when they ain't saying
no.
Yeah, they mad at me cause I take it. I'm a real B.O.N. I'll be pop my I'm a real. I'm a big dog. Nigga beef, man, I ain't really, I ain't trying to talk. I'm a real. I'm a big dog. Nigga beefy, I ain't really trying to talk. Real raps are pretty. Yeah, I love. Stay fresh as hell and I keep a thug. They call me Mr. Beefy, I don't do the fuck. I ain't trying to talk cause I know
I done.
Be a raps pretty. Yeah, I love. Stay fresh as hell and I keep a thug. They call me Mr. Beefy, I don't do the fuck. I ain't trying to talk cause I know I done it.
At the sky, and it's a hell of a vision as I envision my wonderland, praying and wishing it was reality, a place where they overlook your nationality. We mankind, so rep it proudly, we all standing as one, so ain't no need for guns, nobody's robbing nobody, we all got major funds, that 9-to-5 is done, could you imagine that? It's no more fiends in the ghetto, we never heard a crack, so ain't no hustling in the street, we keep it legit, a place where every single girl will be the baddest chick. Just gotta take your pick and tell her come on over. Can get as scarred as you want cause ain't no hangovers. Every day it be sunny, it's no more winter time. And don't worry about haters, here everybody shines. We live in trouble free and there's no pain to feel. It's a beautiful life, if only it was real. Feel like all of my problems disappear in the place where I'm trouble free and there's no fear. This for the dreamers cause I know that they can understand. Zoning off in my own world, welcome to Wonderland. Feel like all of my problems disappear in the place where I'm trouble free and there's no fear. This for the dreamers cause I know that they can understand. Zoning off.
Love and love.
Yeah, I know this is what Mr. AK. OG Radio, OG TV, man. We're still hanging up. We're still doing what we do, man. Before I get out of here, man, definitely want to send a shout out to all my OG Radio family, all my whole team, everybody who do what we do, work with me, working with us, doing what we do. Shout out to the Parlay. Shout out to the whole Parlay team, man. Y'all know what it is. Kendall Gill, T-Lo, the whole team, man. The whole Parlay team, man. I appreciate y'all. My sponsors who sponsor OG Radio, man. We appreciate y'all. Shout out to my Robins Eagles organization. Always doing great work with them, man. I love giving back and dealing with my football kids and all this other greatness, man. So I appreciate y'all, man. I really do, 127%. Yeah, man, that's what we definitely doing. We definitely got going on. So before I get out of here, man, definitely want to chop it up with y'all about. If I just, like, I always give y'all marketing tips at the end of every show because I want to and I feel like I need to. When you are dealing with somebody who's pushing your music, marketing, whatever they're doing, if you make any changes to any of your social media, give a notice out. You know what I'm saying? Like, post it. Post your new, you know, social media. You know, when you change your name, you know, type it out, let everybody see it, whatever, like that, however you want to do it. But if you got somebody doing your marketing, you decide to change your social media name or whatever your tag or whatever, let us know. So when we get ready to do tags, we get ready to tag you, whether it's us tag you and post what we're playing your music, whatever we're doing. Allow us to understand what your next move is. If we're doing your marketing, if we're helping you move through this industry, allow us, give us the opportunity to have be on the same page as you. Because you'll get people who will change their name and then certain radio stations like OG Radio who tag their social media name and their, you know, when they post music. And if we play your song and we just know you by your, you know, whatever stage name you told us the first time, and we just type that and you don't get tagged, then you feel some type of way, like, oh, you don't tag your own. He's like, no, didn't know you changed your name. There's a lot of people with a lot of friends, and we don't know when anybody changed their name, whatever like that. Sometimes we see it, sometimes we don't. I'm not saying we don't see it. Sometimes you'll see somebody post something and you'll see it by a different name. You're like, is that the same person? But if you do a marketing and you decide to change your name, make sure you keep the people who do your marketing in the loop. So they know how to react. They know how to move. They know how to, you know, follow you and do all these other greatness, man. So they understand, like, what's the next move, what's going on, so they can market you right. Because a lot of times people don't market you right and you just get put in a bad light and then you stuck at whatever you're doing and it's just bad for everybody. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you do that. Make sure you keep the people who are doing your marketing in the loop with every move that you make as far as you, your marketing, your business, your platform, anything. So you get the right publicity that you need and you get the support you're supposed to get. Because without that, that's a lot of missing. Also, man, find a faster way to network with people. I know it sounds kind of stupid, but everybody ain't got the same time as you. Everybody ain't got the time to chop it up with you for 30 minutes, half an hour, whatever. It don't work like that in the world. So there's a few tips I would give y'all. Get you a dot card. A dot card is where you can tap somebody's phone with this card and give them all your social media information without you having to say a word. Like, hey, man, I do music, check on my social media. Tap the phone with the dot, and I'm going to get up out of here. You stay blessed. One, they're going to respect that you understand that, you know, you got to elevate. They understand the elevator pitch. Two, they're going to respect you because it's like, all right, man, without having to go back and forth with phones, doing the right typing, all your information has been now sent to that person's phone. And now you ain't got to worry about that, does. You keep it moving. That's why I say that. Make sure everything is where it's supposed to be at the precise times and all the other good stuff, man. So we're about to get up out of here, man. I'm going to leave y'all with a song and then I'm going to get up out of here, man. So, it don't even matter what I leave y'all with. It's just, I was always good music on OG Radio, right? So I'm going to get up out of here. Y'all know what I say at the end of all my shows, man. Do what you love and love what you do and the rest take care of itself. I'm your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, OG TV. Everybody, y'all know what's up. Y'all know what we do, man. I'm going to get up out of here. Y'all be safe. Thank you.
don't need nobody, 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 no, no, I'm straight. I don't need nobody bringing up nothing they did for me, throwing in my face. I don't need nobody, 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 no, no, I'm good. If I want it, I'ma get out here and grind hard for it like a real one should. I don't need nobody, 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 nobody. Know what they say, what? Everybody needs some help, yeah. But if I gotta hear about it later on, no, no, I do it myself. Cause I don't need nobody thinking that I need them, acting like I wanna be them. They don't know that I'm a teacher, sitting waiting on me to fail. Well, I'ma leave them, cause I'm a big step, a big pressure, heavyweight bench presser, trendsetter. Maybe I'm good anywhere I go, gotta keep it real, that's all I know. And if you got somebody in your circle that's solid, you better hold on to them. Finding these snakes in the grass, gotta move fast, put the lawnmower to them. You know how it feel to be loyal to somebody you thought was real cause you wanna win. Then they switch it up on you, show their true colors on you, yeah, them backstabbing friends. You ever believe in somebody else more than they believe in they self? Then they turn around and say they did it on their own, they ain't even need your help. That's why I don't need nobody, 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 no, no, I'm straight. I don't need nobody bringing up nothing they did for me, throwing in my face. I don't need nobody, 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 no, no, I'm good. If I want it, I'ma get out here and grind hard for it like a real one should. I don't need nobody, 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 no. Just how it goes. Knows how to be crossed over by somebody close. That's why I roll how I roll. Cause I don't need nobody smiling in my face and talking slick behind my back. All that he say, she say, all up in my ear and I ain't hearing that. Over some change, after how far we done came, up and down in this game. It's a shame, I swear to God I never look at you the same. Cause you got me f***ed up, you Kim, cuff everybody. If we take it there, we gon' take it there. That little smoke, I ain't worried about it. Cause I thought you loved. Turns out you a hater, but it's okay, cause when it's real, real, don't count favors. Man, I've been trapping for so long, got my own back when something go wrong. I don't like asking people to do nothing for me, I make it happen on my own. That's why I don't need nobody, 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 no, no, I'm straight. I don't need nobody bringing up nothing they did for me, throwing it in my face. I don't need nobody, 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 no, no, I'm good. If I want it, I'ma get out here and grind hard for it like a real one should. I don't need nobody. Nobody, 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 nobody knew. I don't need nobody, 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 nobody knew. I don't need nobody, 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 no, no, I'm straight. I don't need nobody bringing up nothing they did for me, throwing shit in my face. I don't need nobody.